Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, December 2nd, 2020. I've got a prophetic word for the month of December, and it's a powerful one. Also, if you're joining me on my website, DougAddison.com, you can chat in your questions. We've got the Headlight Connection team. Also, if you're on social media following me, when I go live, you can put in some questions as well. We track them, but hold on until the end, because I'm going to be doing some Q&A, and I'll be talking about some special training that's going to help you get into 2021. And I'm real excited for what's coming down right now. You can follow me on social media, the Doug Addison Facebook, Doug T. Addison on Instagram and Twitter, and Doug Addison on YouTube. So Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens right now. We pray for this prophetic word that's going to go out into the world. I just felt a really big impact. I heard the Lord say, brace for impact. That's what I'm feeling. Brace for impact. Not impact in a bad way, but impact with something that's coming from heaven that's going to change things. This word was released to me just a couple of weeks ago, and I felt like it was a huge impact coming that's going to shift things around for us. So Lord, we pray that you would prepare us for what's coming in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to say that my wife, Linda, and I, we've been married 25 years today. December 2nd is our 25th wedding anniversary. I love you, honey. And we pre-recorded this, of course, because we are on our celebration right now. Time away, staying safe, but in faith. And my wife really has done so much in my life and in the life of our ministry. We started Light Connection 19 years ago, just a few years after we got married. But anyway, I just want to say this. Here's the word. It's called a whole lot of shaking is going on right now. The prophetic word for right now is that there's a turning point. The turning point is here. The turning point of the shaking is here. We've been in a time of shaking. The Lord said this is a Haggai 2:7. Now you want to look at Haggai 2. I'm going to quote a few of these, but write down Haggai 2. Take a look at it, because that's what's going on right now. The Lord said in Haggai 2:7, I will shake the nations, and what is desired by all the nations will come. I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord. And the silver and gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The Lord is using this great shaking that we're seeing right now. That's the shaking of the pandemic. It's a violence in the streets and the shaking that we're seeing in the entire world. The Lord said he's now going to use these things, and he's going to use it to shake open the things that we have desired. And it's been a long time since we've had a revival and we've had an outpouring. God said this has been a year of cleansing and preparation. And if you look at Haggai 2:9, what's coming is the greater glory. Haggai 2:9, the glory of the present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord. You know, we desire, the desire of the nations comes, right? We desire to see various things. Well, first of all, the coronavirus, we're grateful that things are being released out. I had released a prophetic word earlier this year that December 31st would be a turning point. And there would be a time, and I had actually kind of forgotten about that, and that we're moving into the new year. And there's been a desire to see revival, to see salvations, to see greater glory, to see the presence of the Lord return, to see the financial blessings, and to have peace. So you need to catch that wave of peace that's being released from heaven right now. So the word of the Lord right now for us is Haggai 2:19. Is there yet any seed in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate tree and the olive tree have not borne fruit. But here's what the Lord says. From this day forward, I will bless you. From this day forward, I will bless you. We have not seen the power of the Lord in an outpouring in a while. There's been pockets of it here and there, and I see it flowing, you know, in my life personally, and I know some places that are seeing it. But overall, our storehouses on earth have been depleted. But God is saying, from this day forward, right now, mark your calendar, from this day forward, I will bless you. Now, this is not a blanket word for everybody. You have to press in to get it. You really will. But it will be worth it. So get ready to receive downloads from heaven about your financial turnaround. Breakthrough is here right now. I heard the Lord say, Micah 2:13, the one who breaks open the way will go before them, and he will break through the gate and go out. The king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head. This is called a breakthrough anointing, a breaker anointing that's being released right now. The Lord is opening the way for you right now for the new move that's coming in the season ahead. We are entering into a new season of breakthrough, but it will not look like the old. We got to keep in step with what God's doing right now. Get into God's new mindset. Your breakthrough might be outside of your current thinking and understanding. In fact, it is. Your breakthrough is outside your current understanding. And the Lord's going to open this up right now. Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Now it springs up. So we need to take a look at things. You know, we have a new opportunity coming in. Instead of focusing on the attacks, here's what you need to do. This is what I'm talking about. The new, the Lord is releasing a way to operate, but we need to get into the flow to get it. So it'll be important right now to be flexible, stay in faith, and stay at peace. Three things you need: flexibility, faith, just trusting the Lord, and peace. The Lord is going to move. He said, peace be still to the storm. We need to say this right now. We're entering into the season of provision. Deuteronomy 11:11. I heard it again. But the land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks from the rain of heaven. We're entering into a season of phenomenal breakthroughs. And we're going to see people be way more open to hearing from God. You'll be very surprised at what's going to happen right now. Not everybody, but there's going to be an openness to people wanting to hear the voice of God. So watch for the financial strategies to come from heaven, because the storehouses on earth have been depleted. I've been saying this for a while, that we need to step into this time to get the storehouses on earth filled back up. That means that we need financial breakthroughs to help to do things right now. Here's the keys to overcome. Satan has been unleashing the storm after storm after storm to take away your peace, to get you to operate out of fear instead of faith, to divide us from each other. And here's a key for this. The key Bible verse that will help you shift that negative spirit that's trying to rule right now is found in Ephesians 4:31-32. I'm going to read this in Ephesians 4:31-32. I'm going to read it in the Passion Translation. The Lord said we need to do this to shift the atmosphere. All of us need to do this. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity and insults, but instead be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously forgiven you? Then graciously forgive one another in the depths of Christ's love. So we will need to rise above this storm of negativity. This is a swirl that's trying to take us out right now. But God's calling us to check our attitudes and break the agreement of the spirit of this age that's trying to divide us. Wow. Whew. There's a powerful presence that just came in. And we're at a turning point spiritually. Now, this doesn't mean necessarily the pandemic is over. You know, we're still dealing with things. But you can't measure an outpouring of heaven with the attack of the enemy. That's what God said. He said he's been moving, bringing this new thing from heaven. So don't get drawn into discouragements. Don't get drawn into disagreements or that negative atmosphere. You really need to step up and rise above it. That's what I'm doing. I'm riding a wave that's above this. When Jesus gets hit, you know, the storm hits the boat two times. Satan tried to kill him, really. Two times, tried to kill him in the storm. One time, he was sleeping in the boat. And the next time, he was walking on the water. He was above it. So this is the season for me. I'm not sleeping right now. I'm rising above these storms and getting the word of the Lord. And so watch for blessings to come through the internet. The Lord said this to me. Just as Amy Simple McPherson brought the message of Jesus through radio, and did you know the first person to bring it on TV was a pastor named Rex Humbart in the 1950s in Akron, Ohio. He was the first one to ever broadcast on TV. Now, I was raised up. I actually, when I was a teenager, I lived in Akron, Ohio. I gave my life to the Lord, and I came up under for a little bit of my time that I had. I was under his ministry called Cathedral of Tomorrow in Akron, Ohio. And this is how powerful it was. You know, radio was impacting the entire world at that time, but it's not effective now. Rex Humbart was one of the first ones. In fact, when Elvis Presley died, they asked, well, who's his pastor? Who's going to officiate his funeral? And they said, well, it's the guy on TV, Rex Humbart. And so when Elvis Presley's funeral, Rex Humbart was a TV pastor. It was the first one, and he was not a televangelist style. He was down to earth. I know I was around his ministry, and probably that's why I do some of the things I do, you know, and he even came up under Catherine Coleman. And so it's a powerful thing. The Lord said, just as Amy Simple McPherson was for the radio and Rex Humbart was to TV, so your generation, so you are to the internet. Now, I heard this. The prophet Bob Jones had a dream back in 2007 that Satan was actually controlling the internet. And Bob, he's the late prophet Bob Jones, who went to heaven in 2014. But Bob called me, and Bob saw the internet, the computers connected with wires. He didn't understand what it was. And I was in his dream. I was given a silver hacksaw to hack into the wires, to hack into the internet, and frustrate the plan of the enemy and bring the glory of the Lord. Well, that was back in 2007. In a year later, we launched our first Spirit Connection training. It was our first one. Then I started doing monthly webcasts ever since. I haven't stopped ever since because of this prophetic word and because of the glory. Now, I'm not the one that's going to do it. You know, according to Bob's dream, we were all being given right now this ability to do it. But you need to rise above the storm. Get out of the negative swirl. The Lord is using the internet right now, and Satan's trying to defile the atmosphere. So, you know, the internet was not intended to be used what we're seeing today, you know, and so it gets us into agreement with the judgments and arguments. It puts us into a place where actually you be careful that you don't get pulled into the court of the accuser. In Revelation 12:10 talks about the court of the accuser when we start arguing against each other. I want to say this. What's operating right now, and you need to understand this, is the father of lies is operating. And he acts like it's the father's voice. And in John 8:44, the devil, Jesus says, when he lies, he speaks his native language. And he's a liar and the father of lies. So the attack of Satan right now is trying to get you to believe that God's angry with you or that you're messed up. Or that, you know, that we're going to hell in a handbasket, that there's no hope, that this is the, you know, the end of the world type of thing. That's from the father of lies. That's not from the Lord at all. He's trying to get you to believe the bad things that are happening in the world are coming from the father of heaven. That's a lie. They are coming from the father of lies. So it's not true about these things. We need to actually break away from the father of lies. And also, there's an agreement that happens the father of lies opens up the spirit of fear. And that's what we have right now. 2 Timothy 1:7. But God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We need that. Love, power, and the sound mind. And fear is a demonic attack that's going beyond just being afraid or having emotional feelings. You know, you can be afraid of something, but if you're operating in the spirit of fear, it will take it to the next level and elevate things and cause you to, you know, to do things that are you would normally do. The spirit of fear causes you to overreact or become stressed out. And we need to take authority over this. So here it is. Satan's strategy to divide us. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Paul said this, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, that there would be no divisions among you, and that you might be perfectly united in mind and thought. That's what God wants us to get into, is to stop any disagreements, to enter into this place of peace with one another. You don't have to agree with people to walk in peace. But the attack of the enemy right now is to get us out of unity, to judge and accuse people, get us into fear, and to judge instead of love. And when we do that, we end up with a divided house. That's where we are right now. Mark 3:25, Jesus said, a house that's divided against itself will not stand. And we want to break this off. And a lot of this is coming through the very place, the internet, that the Lord wants to use right now. So here's some tips from the Lord that we can get through this. And I mentioned one of them already. There was the two storms. You know, in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus responds by sleeping in the storm. And then in Matthew 14, that's when he rose above the storm. But both times, he spoke to the storm, peace be still. He spoke to those storms. So we want to speak to the storm, the pandemic, whatever your storm might be, you know, and speak to these storms right now and get those things, you know, get the spirit of fear, the spirit of lies, get those things taken care of. So take a look at what you're agreeing with. Because there's power found in agreement. Matthew 18:19, where two agree together, it will be done. The spiritual principle applies with the Bible. That's why I recommend doing communion every day so that you're coming into agreement with heaven and using Bible verses, which brings you into agreement with heaven. But there's spiritual agreements. You got to be careful that you're not agreeing with darkness. That's when you flow in the things like getting angry at other people, arguing, dissensions, those types of things. And so we want to break the agreement with the father of lies, the agreement with the spirit of this world. Then you will have impact. So get the peace of the Lord in your heart. You know, the Lord gave me this last month. John 14:27, I've been decreeing this, John 14:27, my peace I give to you, but I don't give you the peace that the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The Lord's saying this right now, get his peace. Don't be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. Stay at peace in the midst of the storm. Now the peace of the Lord is not like the peace of the world. That's what Jesus said. The peace I give you is not like the peace of the world because it's clothed in power and love and presence. So there is a place right now for perfect peace. The Lord's calling us to get there. I've been talking a lot about the perfect peace, about getting peace, you know, peace on earth right now as we're getting towards Christmas even. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you. So there is a place to operate each day of your life, that no matter what is happening around you, that you can stay at peace. You might need to battle to get there. I do. I have to get up early and pray. But God is moving right now. And I heard him say this, Habakkuk 1:5, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am doing something new in your days that you won't believe even if you were told. So Lord, we pray that you would open this up right now. We pray for that supernatural infusion of hope, strength, peace, and power. We bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and panic, that three chord, and we release now that perfect peace, the perfect love. We release the power of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo, powerful time right now. And you can walk in this. And, you know, I'm talking to a broad audience. And this message goes around the world. And some people are in different situations. You know, you might be suffering at your house. And, you know, you're working two jobs. And maybe you've had some things happen. Maybe you've lost your job. But the Lord is going to move right now. I'm telling you. And he's calling the Joseph people. These are men and women. To step up for the next. You don't have to have a business calling to do this. But he's calling the Joseph people up to help, you know, to repair the walls and things that we lost, you know, repair the damage of the loss of finances. So I'll be doing a workshop. I hope you can come to this. This is a good one. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. It's December 19th, how to thrive in the new year, how to thrive in 2021. And I'll be going over some things that I do in my end of year workshops. It's a little different. It's geared towards 2021. It'll help you to get a plan. It's only $21 for 2021. It's $21. It's a two-hour training, and you get some worksheets and different things. Go to DougAddison.com/thrive. Sign up now because it's going to be powerful. Also, remember, it's Giving Tuesday was yesterday, but you can still give. And it's not too late. DougAddison.com/Giving Tuesday. We'll got some details of it. Also, consider donating to what we do. You know, we reach the world through the internet. I've been doing it for 20 years. Inlight Connection is our 19th year, but we have partners. Consider becoming a partner. DougAddison.com/give or become a partner, and then you can be part of our monthly mentoring meetings that I do with our partners. Plus, you get discounts. You get invited into the private portal with training and a Facebook page and our partner coaches that are there to pray for you. If you need a place, if you consider us our church, some people consider it like connection, the church, you know, that you are part of, then become a partner and you can join in a deeper level. Just go to DougAddison.com/give for that. All right. Well, I've got a couple of questions here, you know, that people have been asking. Someone asked this, is the shaking of Haggai that you're talking the same as judgment? You know, judgment is a very misunderstood thing. And most people think of judgment as God's going to strike you down and, you know, and he's going to come and bring the book of Revelation is going to fall on you and the acts of God are going to come. But the shaking that's happening right now, to answer your question, I don't think it's the same as what most people think of judgment. The shaking that we're going through is to reveal what's in our hearts. It's to reveal what's in our hearts. The Lord used it in me this past year. I mean, I pressed into the Lord when the pandemic hit and the shaking started and things started to happen. He started to reveal. I went into deliverance. I went into prayer and deliverance as he took me deeper because I knew, for me anyway, that I needed to get closer. So the shaking that's going on, I don't think it's judgment. I think it's to help shake things open to reveal what's left. It's kind of like shaking in a sieve and, you know, the stuff will fall out and then the things that are left is more of the gold. Here's another question. I lost my job in the pandemic and is this part of the shaking of Haggai? I don't think so. Maybe your house is shaking right now because, and first of all, we're sorry to any of you that have lost your jobs, walked through losing loved ones or whatever it's gone on in the pandemic. It caught us all off guard, honestly. Don't get mad at the prophets here. Don't get mad if the prophets prophesied that a different person would be president or whatever. We still need the prophetic. It's very hard to prophesy in this environment. And I don't think it's the same as the shaking of Haggai that I was talking about. Read it again. God's going to bring the peace. He's going to bring things around. Here's another question. When is the trouble of the pandemic ever going to end? You know, I hope it ends right away. But for me, the trouble is already ended because it ends in you. You can end the trouble right now. You might still be struggling. You know, we're tired. I really miss being out. I socially distance because of family members. You know, we have some elderly family members and I'm trying to stay safe and at faith at the same time. And I don't have a date, but I know that there's something shifting after the first year. There's something that's going to shift over us and change that spiritual atmosphere. I don't know the exact dates, but I know that there's something going to happen here. Here's another question. Why does an issue exist in my life and it continues over and over, it's persistent without a breakthrough? Even when I pray, I intercede, I take communion, like you say, and I decree Bible verses, but it's not ending. Well, here, let me help you here. If you have anything in your life that's not changing, you know, that means that there's an open door or a stronghold that needs to be broken. And the strongholds might be a generational curse. It might be something along those lines. So what I would recommend is doing some type of, deliverance prayer, or doing some sozobethel.com is an inner healing, aslanplace.com, that's a ministry of Paul Cox. If you're not getting that breakthrough, you need some help in here to pry open what's causing this. Because if you're doing the right thing, sounds like you are, you're decreeing Bible verses, you're praying, you're taking communion, you're doing all that. That means that there's still an open door. You need to open that thing up. So I'd recommend go to dougaddison.com/healing-resources. And we've got the websites there of people that we know and trust. There's probably more, but those are the ones I work with. Here's another one from Kelly. Is perfect peace that rests on you the same as the rest of God from Hebrews 4? Yes, it's very similar. The rest of God, we enter into the rest of the Lord. Now, most people misunderstand it. The rest of God doesn't mean you don't do any work. My goodness, it is not that at all. The rest of the Lord means that He rests on you. Like the perfect peace, He rests on you to where you do work, you do things, but you're more effective. It's almost like a shield around you. And here's another question. How do you advance into the new season when you don't even know exactly what it is? I know that my season is to be a stay-at-home mom. I know it's ending. So what should I do? This is from Christy. Well, attend my How to Thrive in the New Year, because I'll be talking about that. And I do some training in this area, and you're doing the right things. You're being a stay-at-home mom. It's amazing calling, first of all. But you'll want to get a hold of this. I do some training first year as well, but December 19th, 10 a.m. to noon, How to Thrive in the New Year. I'll be going through and unpacking things, you know, we're giving you some tools, how to set, you know, if you want to, some people want to lose weight, they want to get a better job, they want to do things like this, and they just start a New Year's a resolution. But I want to show you how to make a New Year's revolution. And these are biblical ways of, biblical principles that will allow you to get your breakthrough. It's a lot of fun. It's only $21. And I'm excited for what's coming. I really think that we're at the turning point right now. Listen to this again. Get this out to your friends. I know the Lord's going to do something new inside of you. Now, you want to put your own oxygen mask on first. You know, begin to ask the Lord to speak to you each day. Continue to be encouraged. Don't get discouraged right now. Don't give up. Don't give in. The Lord is moving. In fact, the prophetic word for December is the turning point is here. All right. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.